says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
Hey, all of us country folks are surviving, wherever you may be. I'm up in northern North Dakota, about as remote a place as you can find here in the lower 48, right up near the Canadian border. This is James Kelso, your host of the Trump Phenomenon radio show, here on April 16th. I have to look at my weather station on the wall. Satellite controlled weather station. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. And it's 43 degrees outside up here in North Dakota. Beautiful, beautiful rainy day. Light rain, very nice. Spring is here, and what else can I say about the Trump Phenomenon Show, except that it comes on 9 to 10 p.m. every Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, and thank you very much for joining us. If you want to call in, you can call in at the Round Rock, Texas, deep in the heart thereof, area code 512-248. Who do we appreciate? No? I got that wrong. 248-8252. We do appreciate Donald Trump. And more reason to appreciate him today, which we'll go into in just a moment. That's 812-248-8252. Julie's at the engineering console tonight, and she'll take your call. Way down there in Round Rock, Texas, and that's where you can send in your support to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Beaming out throughout the galaxy, undersea cables, via satellite, via podcast, covered by network television, stretching everywhere. And our correspondents littering the globe with their coverage. Here we are at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you can send your support to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And, it's been a wonderful day for our patriot cause, so we'll touch upon, which is all we can do in our fleeting hour together, we'll touch upon some of the good things that happened. Here's one good thing that I'll start off, first of all, with good news, the best news. We were right. In spades, we were right. Who called Mike Johnson, alleged putative Republican from the state of Louisiana, the great state of Louisiana, who called the not great Mike Johnson a snake, a worm, a rat? Yes, we did. And we were vindicated last Friday. I got very heated about it on the show here. And it has borne out. Everything we saw and felt and concluded back on Friday has all borne out. Mike Johnson was exposed. He had his trousers down around his ankles. Hard. He was in broad daylight. He was exposed. He got put in a pickle where it was necessary for him to see these rhinos. They camouflage themselves. They hide. They talk, 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 talk. and then they stab you in the back quietly. But on Friday, there was a vote on the floor of the House to require that the Federal Bureau of Inquisition get warrants before they spy on American citizens. Kind of a reasonable amendment from the great Andy Biggs of Arizona. There are a few good congressmen, not too many. A few. Andy Biggs is one of them. So he put that amendment on the floor of the House, and there were Democrats who were co-sponsors or who voted for it. I don't know if they were co-sponsors, but they voted for it. So there was actually, believe it or not, there were Democrats that supported this basic American concept of the Sixth Amendment and the Fourth Amendment and the First Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. So he got it onto the floor. It was, House Resolution? I wrote it up here. And I sent an email to Charlie Kirk, kind of clarifying something for him. Because Charlie Kirk has been saying, he's saying all the right things. His conclusion is absolutely correct about Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson has to go. Mike Johnson is not a conservative. He is not a MAGA supporter in any way, shape, or form. He is a rat, a snake, and a worm. And he has to go. And I love Marjorie Taylor Greene. She called that shot. She was right. She has been vindicated. Donald Trump was wrong. Donald Trump chided Marjorie Taylor Greene for calling out Mike Johnson. Donald Trump missed that call. And he saw Mike Johnson set up Donald Trump. He scheduled this press conference at Mar-a-Lago as a setup on the president. But now we all see, including Donald Trump, he can see it too. It's so plain. Mike Johnson cast, now Charlie Kirk has gotten it right, saying that Mike Johnson killed Andy Biggs' amendment to the FISA Act requiring warrants. This is America. Of course you have to have a warrant. You don't secretly spy on Americans. That's KGB stuff. That's Ho Chi Minh. That's Pol Pot. That's Mao Zedong. That's Xi Jinping. That's Nicolae Ceausescu. That's Joe Stalin. That's Idi Amin. That's not America. Thanks, but no thanks, Christopher Wray. No, this is not Uganda, Christopher Wray. This is not Ceausescu's Romania. This is America, jackass. And you have to get a warrant to spy on Americans. And he has spied on hundreds of thousands of Americans, hundreds of thousands, with no warrant through the FISA backdoor. Well, so... Mike Johnson, he can hide from the speaker's podium. See, normally the speaker doesn't vote on a measure. It's usually fairly clearly beaten or succeeds, and there's usually a margin either way. So the speaker isn't put in a jam of having to break a tie. But now, and so Charlie Kirk correctly announced that Mike Johnson broke the tie. It's so slightly incorrect. And I sent this to Charlie Kirk. I hope he read it. That he didn't break the tie. There wasn't a tie vote in the House of equal number of nays and yays on Andy Biggs's very patriotic amendment. No, Andy Biggs's amendment won on the House floor. He won 212 for his amendment to 211. Including 86 Republicans who voted no. 86 deep state compromised phony Republicans. So Andy Biggs would have won. He had 212 to 211 votes. Now, the rules in the House, and this makes sense, there's nothing wrong with this, if a vote is deadlocked in a tie, then it fails. There's no other way to say it. So if an equal number vote yay and nay, then it's a nay. Didn't pass. So what did Mike Worm, Rat, Snake, Rhino, Johnson do? As a speaker, he can vote. Normally, the speaker doesn't vote on anything. Oh, very quietly. Little bitty Mike Johnson, little shrimp, little moral midget, Mike Johnson, he voted no. He voted no. Biggs had won, 212 to 211, a big victory for Patriots. Wonderful. What the House should have been doing all along, winning victories to close the border, stop the Fed, stop the trillions of dollars of deficit spending, stop the war and everywhere. We have war everywhere. Stop it. Stop funding it. Stop the trans surgeries. But the Congress has not had the balls to do that. But here, one instance, Andy Biggs said, no, you have to get a warrant. Mike Johnson interposed his puny body between that MAGA amendment, which had even non-MAGA support. Believe it or not, there's still a few Democrats who somewhat remember the Constitution from junior high or somewhere. Somewhere they had some contact with the U.S. Constitution, even though they walked by it in the National Archives for years, walk right by the original pages of the document, and you better go out to that National Archives and look at the original Declaration of Independence. Look at the Bill of Rights. Look at that sheet of paper. Look at the sheets of paper that are our Constitution. No, Mike Johnson made it a 212 to 212 vote with his added, completely uncalled for vote. He killed that amendment. He did exactly what the deep state communists wanted, I say, ordered him to do. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has made the right conclusion. Mike Johnson, in his couple of months as the Speaker of the House, has voted, has maneuvered, has positioned bills, has secretly met behind closed doors to deliver everything Nancy Pelosi wants, everything Chuck Schumer wants, everything Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski want, everything that the demon rats want, every dream of George Soros, delivered by the House leader, the Republican leader. What's wrong with that picture, folks? That's all screwed up. And Mike Johnson is all screwed up. You can see it in his eyes. You can hear it in his voice. His timid, weak, was it today or yesterday? He called himself a war speaker. He said, this is really rough. I'm a war speaker. No, you're not, Mike Johnson, you pusillanimous little ass. You're not a war speaker. You're not a war anything other than a war monger. You are that, seeking more than $60 billion for Ukraine slaughter. Yeah, war monger, that's what you are, along with your neocon, rhino, Communist Party USA buddies, and Volodymyr Zelensky, about your height, I think, and about your caliber of man. So we were right. We called Mike Johnson correctly. Marjorie Taylor Greene was right. And a few people have come out in support of her. She's got a motion to vacate and that is to fire Mike Johnson. This is beautiful. We'll stay abreast of this, but I love what Charlie Kirk said, and he's one of the two. There are three great shows in America. Charlie Kirk, Steve Bannon, and Tucker Carlson. That's it. That is the triumvirate of great shows in America. And those three guys all get it, that Mike Johnson is a rat. He's a rat. He's a stinking rat. And he cannot be trusted at all. There's no, like, well, we'll talk to him. I heard one Republican on TV today saying that they talked to Mike Johnson. Oh, get out of here. You talk to Mike. No, time for talking's over. Get out of here, Mike Johnson. You already did it. There's no question. Like, oh, well, maybe he'll do better next time. There isn't any next time, Mike Johnson. You already screwed the whole deal. The whole budget, the whole everything, the border, war, you name it, FISA, you name it. You gave away the ranch, you slob. And I wouldn't care what you did tomorrow or the next day. I don't care if you helped an old lady across the street and you won you got a merit badge for your Boy Scout sash. Sorry, buddy. You can't make up for the crimes you've committed. You're done in politics. You're finished. And Louisiana, you better fire Mike Johnson. You better find somebody a better, where is he based? Shreveport, maybe? You got a lot of good people in Shreveport. Where does this district extend? Does it go as far as Baton Rouge? I don't know. Lake Charles, maybe? Western part of Louisiana. A lot of good patriot folks out there in Louisiana. You can do a lot better than Pee-wee Mike Johnson. Come on! Think for a minute. Look around. You could get a better... You could go through any... You could pick anybody. We'd be better than Mike Johnson. Absolutely anybody off the street of Shreveport would be better than Mike Johnson. So... Do your homework, Louisiana, and do your homework, Congress. Vacate this guy. But he has been disgraced. He has been utterly exposed. All right, now let's talk about some other. Here's I kept notes here on some of these shows. Here's one that came along while I was watching Steve Bannon and watching Charlie Kirk. Guess what gold did? Went to $2,400 an ounce. It pulled back just a few cents by the end of the day, trading day, $2,400 an ounce. Are you following gold? That's real money. Ron Paul has told you, gold is money. It's real money. It's not funny or fake money. And when gold, do you remember, shortly ago, you could have bought an ounce of gold for $1,700 just a few months ago. Sorry you didn't buy it. You'd have made $700 on each single coin you bought in the interceding few months. I didn't buy any because I don't have any money to buy gold coins. But some of you do, and you should have bought some, in my humble amateur opinion. I would have. And it doesn't look like the climb is relenting at all. So we'll take a look at it again tomorrow. Silver, meanwhile, has hit $29 an ounce. That pulled back a little from that too, a few cents. Hit $29 an ounce. You could have bought silver only a few months ago for $16 an ounce, and a few months before that for $14. Woohoo! Woohoo! And what does that mean? It doesn't mean that gold got more valuable or silver got more valuable. They didn't. But your paper dollars are turning into toilet paper. That's what that means. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane.
Too much crap.
Everybody singing the Jailhouse Blues.
The Jailhouse Blues. Well, that's very appropriate today, Merle. And we've got a caller that I'm very eager to go to, Greg, in New York City. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for calling from the greatest city in the history of the world.
Well, I would respectfully disagree. You and I have spoken on the phone before. I'm the violinist, and I've been listening to you for 15 years. This is my first time listening, or first time calling your show, rather.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's good talking to you. You know, you can always call me at home.
And I wish your daughter well in her music lessons. I hope she's doing wonderfully.
Have you still got my phone number?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay. For any of the rest of you out there, any of you, you can call me at home. North Dakota only has one area code, 701. Just all for one, for the whole state. New York City probably has a half a dozen just in New York City. Probably about four just in Manhattan. 701-317-5317. That's the phone that's in my pocket right now. Don't call me during the show, but you can call me later. So, Greg, this is wonderful to speak with you. I have a couple questions that are New York City related. I'm very pleased that you're calling. And by the way, New York City is also the absolute pinnacle of music in the world.
Well, it used to be.
Well, all these things I'm saying, yeah. Insert the clause "used to be." You're correct. I thought that was understood, but that's right. And for me, where was New York City? What was my greatest moment in New York City? My favorite day of all in New York City? I know exactly the day. It was June 8th, 1948. That was my best day in New York City. That was the day I was born at Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital at 138th Street, East 105th Street and Fifth Avenue. You know where the Conservatory Garden is? Go ahead.
I think I remember your second favorite day, though, which was how many years later when you told me that you walked to, as an adult, you walked to that building and you touched those walls and you felt something?
Oh, yeah. Folks, later when I was in my 60s, I was in New York City for an Alex Jones rally at the World Trade Center. And we were there to bullhorn Larry Silverstein. And it was wonderful. I had a bullhorn, Alex had a bullhorn, and there were hundreds of us there. And we were there for 4 days. And down from below the rebuilt World Trade Center 7, which is a huge 47 stories tall. Looks like a little building next to the Twin Towers of yesteryear, but it's a huge building, 47. We bullhorned up there. Oh, we came up with our favorite chant. Oh, Larry. Oh, Larry. Because, folks, Larry Silverstein has to know what happened, what really happened on 9/11. He has to know. And he's not telling, is he? But anyway,
well, I think it's quite possible that he was double crossed because he only got paid for one of the buildings and he sued and lost. So,
we'll never know unless he has a deathbed confession. We'll never know. But I highly doubt his hands are clean in that horrible mass murder. But that is my second favorite day in New York City. And I forget the day. But the thing, folks, I was there visiting, you know, and in the middle of the night, I didn't have a hotel room. I can't afford a hotel room in New York, Manhattan, my birthplace. So I just walked around Manhattan all night till the next day. And just walking, you know, all these fabulous places. Couldn't do that now, I guess. Probably would be pretty dumb. But so I walked up.
It depends where. As of 2015, you still could. Now I would not recommend it.
Yeah, this was back around like 2012, maybe, and
almost.
Yeah, so I'll tell you this: Fifth Avenue was wonderful, peaceful, quiet. And let me tell you something else, all you guys out there. You know, I've got an eye for good-looking women, and let me tell you, I thought I'd seen good-looking women in Malibu, where I grew up. I thought I'd seen good-looking women in Palm Beach, Florida, where I lived. Folks, the prettiest women, I don't know if this is true, still true, but if you walk up Fifth Avenue, you walk from the Battery to Metropolitan Museum of Art, you will see more beautiful women than you've ever seen in your life.
You'll see a lot, but... I know that.
We got to break it. Greg, stay with me. I got a couple more questions for you, especially about Donald Trump's appearance in West Harlem today.
I was there.
Oh my God!
I was there.
Okay, we'll be back with an eyewitness right after this break.
Man that the miners knew well grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Talking with Greg in New York City, very privileged to do so. We all just learned that today Donald Trump was in West Harlem at Broadway and West 139th. Did I get that corner right, Greg?
Correct.
He was at Broadway and West 139th, which is called, that neighborhood is called West Harlem. It's just a block or two away from the Hudson River on the upper west side of Manhattan. And by the way, that's exactly 2.5 miles away from where I was born at Flower Fifth Avenue. And the it's now called the Terrence Cardinal Cook Health Center. And Donald Trump, after his ordeal in court today, the second day of this kangaroo court witch trial, presided over by Juan Manuel, how does he say his last name? I wrote it down here somewhere. Merchan.
Idiot.
Idiot Merchan, who's clearly a Stalinist. He would fit right into Idi Amin's government or that of Pol Pot. Anyway, so Trump endured that. He had enough energy, bursting with energy, He comes out of there in his convoy. He has to have bodyguards all around him. And, you know, the Secret Service does provide him, as a former president, some protection. But I'll bet you most of the protection that you saw, Greg, today, there was a lot around him, correct?
What I saw mostly was New York City police.
Okay. And the New York City
came
cops.
Up, there were four black stretch limos that pulled up. You wouldn't know which one he was in. He came out of the second one, and there were policemen that escorted him into the bodega where Mr. Alba was attacked. You know what this was about, right? Or should I explain it?
Yes, I'm just guessing here, just looking at the map and the video, I can see it. Was this at the Sauna convenience store?
Correct.
Yeah.
The story behind it, just briefly for your listeners, is that 2 years ago, somebody came in and tried to steal something from that convenience store. The man behind the counter, Jose Alba, defended the store. He was attacked with a knife. He took the attacker's knife and killed him. And our disgusting Attorney General, Alvin Bragg, who has been letting all the criminals walk and campaigned on getting Trump, he put Mr. Alba, who defended himself against being attacked, won't prosecute anyone else, he put him on Rikers Island.
Oh, you're kidding. He went to prison.
He was eventually released. But while he was waiting to be arraigned, he wasn't just put in the tombs, you know, in the police station. He was sent to Rikers, which is disgusting. And, of course, he was freed, and now he's suing, and he has since left the country. But this was the bodega where it happened. So I thought it was incredibly appropriate that since these charges have been brought by the disgusting New York DA Alvin Bragg, that he would take time out of his personal life to go to this humble bodega where Bragg committed the most horrible crime of his tenure by putting poor Mr. Alba on Rikers Island for merely defending himself.
Beautiful. And Greg will give his own testimony to this, folks, but I watched the video of it. Donald Trump, the crowd, every kind of American, every color, every ethnicity, they were cheering. They were yelling their voices hoarse with, you know, Trump, Trump, Trump. And, you know, we love you, Trump. It was unbelievable. And by the way, folks, this was not an organized event. This is something that went, as I understand it, went viral on the web. People found out Trump's going to be at the Sauna convenience store at 139th and Broadway, and they started walking and driving to get there and getting
on
buses.
That's exactly what happened. I only found out about it because I was sitting down. I live four blocks from there, and I was sitting down at a burger joint, and I was looking at my phone, just looked something to read, and I saw, my God, Trump's going to be what? And I finished my burger, and I dashed at it, and I ran down there. But that's all the notice that I had. I was wearing shorts and a T-shirt. I would have been better dressed.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you weren't right in that front row, were you? Were you back a little ways?
I was second row. Well, I'll tell you what happened is that first I got there, and this police barricade's all over the place. And so I'm a block away, and I'm surrounded by haters. And it was quite interesting. The haters who were yelling racist and crook and all this nonsense, I am horribly disappointed to say this, but they were primarily white. And were chanting stuff, there was an older Dominican man wearing a veteran's hat chanting, President Trump, President Trump. And I was chanting with him, and others chanted, and we chanted ourselves hoarse. And eventually he said, I have a call. I need to get closer. I said, may I follow you, sir? He said, yes. So I followed him. It turns out that he's the Republican candidate for Congress in my district. And so we approached the barricade, and they said, who are you? He said, who he was. He said, who you want to see? He said, and so they let us both in. And so I was in the VIP area with with the media and with him, and we spoke for a while, and he's vouched for me, and I told him, thank you, sir. If you have any events where you need a concert violinist, I will bring music for you and introduce me to the head of the Black Republican Caucus in New York. And we had the same conversation. It was quite wonderful. I want to help these people. But what was amazing was how the pro-Trump crowd was where all of the blacks and the Dominicans and all the white people were back a block away screaming all the racist stuff. It was sad. I was embarrassed. But
yeah,
but
and
it was
you know what
wonderful
this...
to see. Go ahead.
Yeah, pardon me. When you mentioned that the haters were white, what that brings to mind is one of the best slogans or aphorisms that I've heard in recent times. I heard it from a friend of mine named Bill Johnson. He was doing an interview, and he said, the real problem, the most thorny problem we patriots have is, surprisingly, he said, it's white people who hate white people who like white people.
I remember that.
Isn't that brilliant? White people who hate white people, like you and me, who like white people.
Yeah.
We're not allowed
it's
to
exactly
like white
right.
people.
Yeah.
It's and
exactly
right. these are the social justice warriors and the Karens and, you know, and the pencil neck white guys, got academics, you know, Columbia, you know, et cetera, New York University, you name it, any school anywhere, academia.
Sad but true.
And all of media. But the very interesting. And, of course, President Trump's crowd is the truck drivers and the cops. So you mentioned the cops were there supporting him. I'll bet you in the entire New York Police Department, the support for Trump is over 90%.
I would, but you know, I'll tell you what surprised me is that, and I hope this doesn't sound in any way racially prejudiced, but the folks that were the Trump supporters, the blacks, the Dominicans, everyone else, were far more articulate and clearly higher IQ than the white people that were yelling racist and cursing nonsense.
Oh yeah! Oh, absolutely!
And it was clear.
Yeah, well, nothing will dumb. I mean, it's really gotten bad. You know, a college degree now is kind of a certificate saying that you may have been fairly intelligent in high school, but now you're dumb.
Pretty much a guarantee at this point.
That's about what it means. You have to survive the university, and I'm not advising to our audience. Go get your degree. You know, use that strategically to advance yourself. But when you send your children off to college, and I'm at that point right now, I've sent a child off to a freshman year. You make sure you don't send your child into the maw of the pit. Give some guidance. Maintain some kind of a leverage there, because it's a pit. So,
but
the,
that's really hard because you know how peer pressure is. You can go there being as independent-minded as you want, but I know what happened to me because I know my parents raised me as Ron Paul libertarians. Seriously, I mean, I was born in 61, and I knew about Ayn Rand and Ludwig von Mises from early times. And by the time I was through with music school, I was a flaming liberal. It took a while for me to make it back.
Yeah. Well, your story is, you know, repeated a million times, and people, the really intelligent people, figure it out, as you did, as I did, and as everybody in this audience did, in spite of all of the institutions are trying to, poison your mind. Well, I'm kind of stunned here. I'm kind of in shock. I'm in shock getting this call from you. You were, I mean, I was so affected by that. You know, folks, Donald Trump, you know, he appeared at 139th and Broadway. This is West Harlem. This is not like a fancy neighborhood or something.
This is the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
And the people that I was before this nice congressman, who, by the way, his name is Ruben Varga. And if anybody has any opportunity to vote for Ruben Varga, please do. I doubt anyone else from my neighborhood is listening to this. But anyway, before he brought me into the into the inner circle where I got to be up close, I was back there with these idiots, and you know, they're loud, and they are it's a peer pressure thing. Everybody wants to go with the group, and these people will shout you down.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know, this, folks, we're lucky to be alive. Now, by the way, you were right there in the VIP section. How many, you know, just you've got my skin, you got the hair rising on the back of my neck. How many feet away from Trump did you get?
Well, if he would have come over, like I said, I was about second row. If he would have come over to our railing, I would have been close enough to touch him. But he didn't. Oh. He stayed on the other side.
Okay, I was going to ask you which side you were on. Wow. And folks, President Trump, again, and you could see the security people pulling their hair out. I mean, he just said, okay, he had them part the barrier. He walked up to the railing of the crowd of just random Americans, patriots, and nobody's, you know, no security, no clearance, no, you know, nothing.
We were just there. No one asked us who we were. You know, we could have been anybody. I don't blame him for keeping his distance, because, I mean, this is the belly of the beast. These are people that supposedly hate him. But it was amazing how much support there was, how much love there was. And yes, some of these people were from outside the neighborhood and came there. But there were a lot of locals, a lot of people I recognized. And I read somewhere that Donald Trump is, I think, within 9 points in New York.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is amazing. And if you take New York City out of the picture, he's ahead. And folks, let me tell you, did you notice this, Greg? I noticed it in the film. Did you notice what almost every security, well, every other security guy, Secret Service, New York Police, did you notice the posture of their necks? They were all looking up at the top of buildings around you. They were all checking the wind.
There were snipers up there.
Yeah.
There were snipers up there. There was a helicopter and there was a drone.
Yeah, yeah. This is a nightmare. I introduced this thought to tell you folks, this is how much this 77-year-old, soon to be 78-year-old in July, no, June, my birthday month, June, I'll be 76 and he'll be 78. This is how much this 78-year-old loves you personally, because today at 139th and Broadway, Donald Trump was putting his life on the line. That was a no security situation and he was there for a considerable time. So the bad guys.
He was there for more than 20 minutes, and nobody, there was no metal detectors, there's no nothing. We were just people on the street standing there. Any one of us could have had a gun and shot him.
Yeah. And he went around, he shook people's hands. I mean, impossible. If you were a security guy, if you were Secret Service, you couldn't imagine a worse situation.
There's nothing you can do. They were scrambling. If somebody pulls out a gun, it's too late.
Yeah. But this is how much this man loves you. He knows the danger. You don't think he's thought about this? You don't think he thinks about it every night when he puts his head on the pillow? Of course he does. And he's risking his life for all of us. And it's an open question now. Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon on their shows today, they openly ask the question of guests, do you think they're going to assassinate him? They're openly asking that question because it's so obvious that those crazy people that you saw down the street, Greg, they do want to kill him.
They could have.
Yeah, and they're crazy enough.
What I thought was hilarious was some of the idiots saying, he won't come, he's too scared, Trump is scared of us. I thought, you know, you can say a lot of things about Donald Trump, but scared is not one of them, you idiot.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, take any group of 10 of those brave left-wingers, okay? And you have them, we saw this, you know, you saw this back in earlier episodes in New York City, where some of those left-wingers would be demonstrating or doing something in the street, and some union carpenter or some guy working on the steel, a welder, would come down in the street and, you know, big arms and bulging veins in his neck, and those guys would run like rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, one good red-blooded American with muscles in his arms it can make 10 or 20 of these guys just scatter. They are all, they're weenies, and they are cowards. So that it's true.
Well,
it
was like meeting internet bullies in real life, you know, because they would never say this stuff.
Hey, can I, listen, would you do me a great favor? This is such a privilege to have you on the show. Can I keep you through this break?
I would be honored.
Okay, thanks, Greg. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to dixierepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to T-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And let's bring, stay with me, Greg, in New York City, and let's bring Peter in Pennsylvania in the call. Peter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Just a short report from that rural village in Schnecksville, PA.
Yes.
45 5,000 people attended that rally. They couldn't believe their eyes. Everybody was on the same page. They all loved Donald Trump. Had to park a mile and a half away and walk in and wait 4 to 5 hours to be able to get in.
Wow.
But they were
I think Schnecksville is like amazed. I think Schnecksville is like less than 2,000 people.
Yes. But 45,000 were there.
Folks, we're present. Greg was there today witnessing history with, I think, the greatest man in American history. That's just me saying that. But millions of others. And Peter in Pennsylvania was there in Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, which is in eastern Pennsylvania. It is a tiny town, and 45,000 people met Donald Trump out there in the wilderness. They met him out there in the wilderness, out there at the Sea of Galilee.
Peter, did you hear the speaker before him?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you remember the alphabet? A is for Afghanistan, B is for borders, C is for China, D is for deficit, E is for economy, and F is for Let's Go Brandon.
Let's Go Brandon. Yeah, absolutely.
That was hilarious.
It's amazing, folks. You know, if you get a chance to participate in this as Greg did today and Peter this weekend, don't miss the chance. It will change your life. Wasn't electricity just surging through your up and down your spine, Greg?
Oh yeah.
It's just an amazing thing, and it's a moment in our history. It's a moment that where we could save ourselves. We could succeed here, and we could also fail. And the deciding factor is going to be the determination of people like Greg and Peter and you. This is an absolute turning point, to borrow the name of Charlie Kirk's organization, a turning point in the whole history of the world. And this man is, I like what Tom Klingenstein, he wrote, he did a video. You can watch it on Trump's thread there on truthsocial.com. Tom Klingenstein, the head of the Claremont Institute, brilliant, brilliant, old guy. He wrote something very, very brilliant. He said, all of us patriots, forget about whatever nitpick you have or whatever stupid, you know, squabble you have on the right. Our lives depend on it. This man is our commander in chief, and we're in a war, and we better march in formation. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. If you want to call again tomorrow, both of you, please do. It's been my privilege. We'll see you all again tomorrow night, folks, here in the Trump Clubhouse. Good night.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.